Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
On the mountains of the prairie, on the great red pipestone quarry, Gitche Manito, the mighty, he the master of...
In 1855, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow published The Song of Hiawatha. The poet drew inspiration for his work from North American Indian stories and legends. For hundreds of years, Native peoples quarried the red stone in what is today Pipestone, Minnesota, and fashioned it into pipes. Geologists believe that the stone was initially formed some 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago. At Pipestone National Monument, you can see the sandwiched layers of Sioux quartzite and catlinite. Quartzite is notoriously hard, but catlinite is soft, soft enough to shape with hand tools. The sacred tradition of mining the stone for pipes continues to this day. You can also find sculptures and even an acrylic paint made by Daniel Smith of Seattle, which gets its red color from the ground-up Minnesota
Manito,
stone.
The mighty smoked the calumet, the peace pipe, as a signal to the nations.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.